You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on August 9th, 2026. 4 days after the SFU Stevens Family of School of Medicine welcomed their 48th students in Surrey. Welcome to episode 32 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the Northwest League, and updates on the Western Lacrosse Association. First song, today's first song, will be after the following messages.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. First up today is Computers Station on the Hill with Concrete Vehicles. I really hope that Plex works today, unlike the last 2 or 3 weeks. Sorry, it doesn't look like Plex is working again. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. It's just shut out, even though it's on CJSF Music. It's just, I don't understand this at all. I will play a CD at this time as well. I'll come back with a PSA or two.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. This will be the third or fourth week of CDs. Bellbird's The Call with Soft Animal.
Soft Animal.
That was Soap Animal from Bellbird's The Call. Next song will be Joe Bolden's Music is Life. Here is Way Out.
Every day my life seems to change. Every day.
find a way, way out, searching every day, yeah, way out of this rat race. I'm trying to find a way out, every day seems to change, every day my life seems to change. Can't find a way, get lost every day, every day my life seems to change.
Now I'd like to feature DSFE Athletics at this time. Two events occurred on August 4th. DSFE Men's Basketball announced its recruitment of Imangali Imbergen, who hails from Almaty, Kazakhstan, stands at 6'7 inches or 201 centimeters, and comes from Northfield Mount Hermon, a boarding college preparatory school in Gill, Massachusetts, and started the Impact Player Camp. And started the Impact Player Camp during the afternoon via the team's Facebook and Instagram pages. Later on, United Soccer Coaches released the top 25 teams for the NCAA Division II National Preseason Poll, where SFU was ranked 24th, which was also shared on the SFU Women's Soccer Team's Instagram page. On August 5th, the men's basketball announced its recruitment of guard Chris Lee, who hails from Kaychakan, Alaska, and transferred from University of Alaska Fairbanks, where he was a JUNAC All-Honorable Mention in the 2024-25 season, but sat out last season. On August 6th, the men's basketball announced... The men's basketball announced that the new coach, Shay Dinshaw, hired two full-time assistants, Daniel Ferguson and former Red Leaf McKenna Simmons. Ferguson is currently the head coach for the Canada Senior Women's 3x3 team since April 2025, winning three of four FIBA World Series stops, including Shanghai Final, followed by a tour win in Shanghai this year. Ferguson also coached Canada's under 23 3x3 national team, leading them to a runner-up finish at FIBA 3x3 Youth Nations League in 2025. In the last three seasons, Ferguson was the lead assistant coach for the University of Longhorns. As a player, Ferguson was a point guard who played three seasons at Berry College, an NCAA Division III school based in Mount Berry, Georgia, and transferred to University of Alberta, which is part of CIS, now U Sports, for the last two seasons of his collegiate career. Ferguson led Alberta to the CIS Final Eight Championship Tournament in 2012, where he became a tournament all-star, right after which embarked on a pro career with the Edmonton Energy, based out of the International Basketball League, and played two seasons in the BC Bond Court of the Swiss Basketball League. Ferguson holds two degrees, a Bachelor of English and Business Administration from Barry, along with Coaching Leadership Sports Management from University of Alberta. Meanwhile, Simmons spent five seasons with the Red Leafs between 2020 and 2025, Canada's only NCAA team, captained the team in the 2024-25 season, and was a member of the president. Dean's Honor Roll between 2023-25 earned the MVP of the Warrior Classic Tournament in 2023, held at Stanislaus State in Turlock, California, back in November 2023. Simmons earned the MVP of the Warrior Classic. Okay. And graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology. I believe she has some minors. Sorry, today is just another bad day at CJSF. Because for some reason, the Plex isn't playing in Computer 2. So she had a McKenna Gardner, graduated from SFU in 2025 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology with a minor in counseling and human development. Meanwhile, they're... Three SFU track and field athletes were named to Team Canada in the U20 in the World Athletics U20 Championships in Oregon. I believe it's in Eugene. Just a minute, please. There are three athletes sent by Ryan Matanovich, Charlotte Bosma, and Zachary Jago. I will come back with some PSAs to find out their performances.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome back. Now to the World Athletic Championships in Oregon 2026. On August 8th, Charlotte Bosma was among four Canadian women in the 4x400 relay. Just a minute, please. I believe she was in the women's 4x400 relay. Just a minute. Okay, sorry. I'll just go back to McKenna Simmons, who is one of the assistant coaches, full-time assistant coaches with SFU. She earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Psychology with a minor in Counseling Human Development. During her time as a student athlete at SFU, Simmons coached in the SFU summer camps during the summers, also was an amateur athletic union coach with VK Basketball, based in North Vancouver, and We Help Basketball Clubs, based in Surrey. On August 7th, the Impact Basketball Camp, held by the men's basketball, concluded. Now to the U20. World U20 Championships. So now to the U20 World Championships. Raya Matanovic was in heat 2 of the 1500 women, where she finished 9th at 4:21.24, 4:21.44. In heat 2. In the summary, she was 23rd. On August, just a minute. I'm just on August 7th, the Impact Basketball Camp held by the men's basketball concluded. Now I'm just trying to look at Zachary Jago of the World. Just a minute, please. Zachary Jago, he's in the men's 400 meters, but for some reason I cannot find his score. August 8th, Charlotte Bosma was part of Team Canada's 4x400 women relay, where she ranked, where she was the last runner for Team Canada, who finished 12th at 3:38.41. Let me look at if Zachary Jago is still, if he actually competed. Sorry about this. Zachary Jago Oh, he did compete. 4x400 relay World Athletics. Also August 8th. Okay, so he was the last runner in the Men's Canada 4x400. So let me look. Sorry. As Team Canada finished 19th at 3:13.28. Sorry for the delays, because that just came back to my head late last night or early today, with the World Athletics page not necessarily the best for finding out the scores for specific athletes.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Saku Mantera's Divine Apology. The tunist Lapin Aydin Keto Laulu.
Lasta tuurittaa, lasta tuntureiden, päivä taakse kaikkoa, jylhäin tähtivöiden. Vaikka kylmä halla yö, toiveet usein maahan lyö, kerran lapsein lahjaksaat nää kairain kultamaat. Vaikka kylmä halla yö, toiveet usein maahan lyö, kerran lapsein lahjaksaat nää kairain kultamaat. Marata, parada, parata, napara, parada, parada, tita, totoi, ododobu, nanoina, nanobota, tideda, tutida, tutudadu.
silmät pienoinen, uinut onnen unta. Suuri on ja ihmeinen, unten valtakunta. Kun sä suureks vartut vain, mailla avain aukeain. Kerran lapsein lahjaksaat nää laajat Lapin maat. Räiske pohjan loimujen, tuisku viima tuulien, kehto laulu havainonne Lapin lapselle.
Welcome to the second half of... Sorry about that. Welcome to the second half of episode 32 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, Portable Mike, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music. A feature on the Northwest League, and updates on the Western Lacrosse Association after the following messages.